got a package full of wishes, a time machine, a magic wand, a globe made out of gold, no instructions or commandments, laws of gravity or indecisions to uphold.
That's the question the Five for Fighting, on their album Two Lights, asks. What kind of world do you want? We want a world where it's not okay to, you know, hurt folks. We'll just open with that. Now, John?
John, are you there? John? Well, I don't hear John. Maybe John will join us in a second, but I don't think any of you want to listen to nothing, so, and I don't have it, you know, on the disc. So, we're talking about Bogreitz, and I've never met the man. I've spoken to his wife a couple of times, and what I think is interesting about the tragedy of Ruby Ridge is that it sometimes makes us jaded to what our government can be, not what our government is. I mean, I ended up going to jail for 157 days because a telephone operator thought I threatened the mayor. Well, if I was going to threaten the mayor, I'd be looking in his eyes. I wouldn't be calling him on the phone. But it was that moment that she thought, I've got to tell the Homeland Security about this clown because he's threatening Mayor Rocky Anderson. Now, you know, presidential candidate in the Justice Party. Not a bad guy. And so this whole chain of events went into effect. I mean, I had snipers pointing guns at me. I had people with AR-15s pointing at my toes because it was a glass clinic, naturally. And, you know, so it was just one of those moments where, gee, you know, you think you're fighting the Indians. Well, the Indians were here first. So every time the government reaches out and, you know, touches somebody, somebody gets hurt. And we really don't want that kind of activity from our government. I don't think. And that's where, you know, that's where Bo, who's defended the government, is so important. But I'd like to hear him be a little more positive. I wouldn't worry about getting ready for the end times. I'd be getting ready for the times where people are not taking bribes to kill us, where people are not benefiting from the opium trade while they, you know, arrest our kids on the street for a doobie of pot. We have a feudalism that's rather remarkable. It's the same feudalism that somebody sat down and wrote the Magna Carta all about. You know, these are human beings. They're not cows. Well, even the cows are people. Well, I hate to say it, even the pigs are people. You know, if someone shares the same air with you, it could be they're people too. Could be. And it could be that we have enough enemies that we don't have to go looking for more. Possibly. Just possibly. We could be friends. Oh my God. Think, how horrible. Hesh Goldstein could get along with his neighbor. Impossible. Well, no, it is possible. He loves his neighbor.
He does. Well, no, he doesn't. Quite frankly, she's nuts. But, you know, who isn't? Who's this?
Hey, I'm back. Somehow I got cut off here. The electronic wizardry, you failed it.
Well, you know, the nice thing about it is you know how to land without flaps.
Well, I've done it.
I wouldn't have mentioned it if you hadn't done it. What am I doing, challenging you to a contest of landing without flaps?
Well, you know, it's funny because the last time I did that was up in Canada, and it had rained, and then the doggone one of the emergency windows was open in the cabin. And the water leaked through, and it went down around the side and into the bottom, and that's where all the cables and everything are. And it actually...
Oh, I saw that movie. That was called Airplane, wasn't it?
I don't know about that one, but...
You know, the coffee in the flight control?
Well, I didn't see that movie, but...
Did you hear the discussion about both?
No.
Okay,
well,
I was
discussing that a man who has defended his country as admirable as he has should be a little more positive about what we, the silly people, can do to make it the place he fought for.
I mean, as far as the sulfur connection.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course I'm going to say sulfur. You know, I'm the director of the cellular matrix study. We study sulfur. Of course I'm going to say sulfur. But sulfur alone can't change the minds of those who lead our men.
Well, they're motivated politically, I guess, so.
Well, I know, but, you know, there's some guys who weren't motivated politically.
Patriotism, I mean, motivation.
Well, I know, but you can't use that word. It's so dangerous. You know, pretty soon you're wrapped up in bunting.
Patriotism.
From listening to Bo on the radio, I don't think he ever relished a single medal.
Well, he's got a chest full of them.
I don't think he relished a single one. Somebody died on his watch.
Well, he's had, I'm sure he's had soldiers under him die, of course.
Well, I know, but, you know, he flies. He's down in Sandy Valley, and he could be. We could inaugurate him into the agency of the cellular or the crystalline matrix.
Well, we're going to have to get hold of
why not,
Joe?
You know, the interesting thing is all the mercenaries that will be available when the government can't pay them anymore.
Well, mercenaries are called mercs for short, and mercs are in great supply now over there in Afghanistan and Iraq. But I just happened to thought, thinking of what you were saying there, what motivated me when I joined the Army? My brother was also a Green Beret, and I was pursuing that venture. I was young and dumb, and sure enough, I pursued it. And fortunately, I won it. So everybody's got different motivation.
You survived.
Well, survival is a strong virtue, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not sure exactly the number, but I think it's about 175 of my graduating class didn't come back.
That many, Patrick?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that unproportionate to your area? I know that seems like a lot of guys.
Well, son of a gun, they were Green Berets. They had money. They didn't just go in as a PFC. They went, they went in with connections.
Yeah.
They wanted the glory. And, you were there 10 minutes and you realized there ain't no glory.
Yeah, but just discussing that, there's a lot of people that went up to Canada at that time, and then Jimmy Carter, of course, exonerated them. But I was not happy with that. But you know what? As I said earlier in my description, I was young and dumb. And those people, I have to give them credit, because they were more intelligent than they are. They knew what the score was. Maybe they, had a cowardly trend in them. But I don't think so. I think they were just smarter than that. Because now, in retrospect, I never would have gone. Because why would I fight for my government? I wasn't fighting for my country. I thought I was.
You were fighting for a tradition.
Well, young and dumb,
Well, yeah, but see, we have really young people who aren't dumb in the traditional sense of dumb. They speak. The autistic kids are probably more important to me than the seniors who want to hang around instead of dying of cancer, because it's so cruel.
Can I just say something about that? Because you've got a number of autistic kids in the study that have been turned around. And anybody that doubts that can call you and get a list of many mothers that will attest to that fact, just how sulfur turned their autistic kids around. So I just want to embellish that truth.
Well, it's because we don't do medicine. We just do biology.
Well, it's simple biology.
Yeah, I mean, if you put sulfur in, then you take the mercury out, and the kids come back.
Really?
But on this eve of Mother's Day, the thing that's so sad is what we put the mothers through. The kids don't have the faintest idea. I'm sorry, I've had a chance to ask them, where were you? They have no idea.
They have no clue.
Too loud, too bright. Too loud, too bright. But, when they can hug their mom,
Yeah, and then the mom just amazed. I mean, what turned my kid around,
I think most of them know.
Well, yeah, they do. But I mean, it's got to be a good feeling on their part. I mean, all of a sudden, that's
well, you know, we judge whether or not they know on who they tell, because if you're, you know, if you have an autistic child, you're in an autistic community, and you know, you start talking about it, or you stop going. And so we're really pretty surprised that we plateaued, because we're talking about it, and the people in Houston are talking about it, and the naturopaths are talking about it, and the nutritionists are talking about it. And, you know, we plateaued. We plateaued at 49 seniors who, you know, who were on their way to the home, two that got out, and these kids, and we've just reached a plateau. We haven't had any new players as far as cancer is concerned. Well, no, that's not true. We've got a lady, she was an end stage. You know, before she went into surgery, she asked her German-born surgeon, what color is your new car? And he laughed.
Yeah, Patrick, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do most people, I mean, why do they wait to the last minute before they start saying, well, is there an alternative? And, you know, you look at the status of Mexico, all the alternative cancer clinics. People go down there, and they the fact is that most of them die. Well, you know, they're doing the right thing, and it's too late. Why don't they start day one and go down and or discover some of this? Like, look, you have 101 end-case cancer patients who discovered sulfur. Why are they end-case? Why don't they get it earlier on, you know? I mean,
I guess because they know we needed some real ammunition, so we said, wait till you're end-case, then call us.
Well, it's sad, you know.
That's a joke.
That people...
Now, think about it. We're trained to believe what the doctors say. We're trained to believe what the doctors say. We're trained to believe what the doctors say. Why'd you go to the doctor? And so by the time you realize the doctor doesn't have the faintest idea what he's talking about, or just may not know what's going on, you know, in all deference to people who, you know, charge you a lot of money to tell you, I don't know. It was your responsibility to keep healthy so you didn't have to go see the guy.
Yeah,
and that's what we, you know, that's what we failed at. We've had help. Our government has helped us get there. They've taken our sulfur away. They allowed it to happen. Now that they know it's happening, they aren't doing anything about it because there's a lot of money they can get from the drug companies to do all the things they want to do. It really boils down to that.
And what is our big disagreement? I think it's conspiratorial. I think this is done deliberately.
I don't care. You know,
I mean, it's
like
done. It's a done deal. That's the problem.
No.
They've taken it away from us, right? I mean,
no,
1954.
Mm-mm. Organic sulfur, crystal food, and the key phrase is a crystal food. It's either large crystals or it's really small crystals, but it's still a crystal. It's not a powder. When added to your diet, replaces the sulfur that's no longer in your food. Your body is progressing. The biology of your body is progressing day after day. Every day that you add the sulfur to it, you sort of forget the years that you didn't have the sulfur, and your body regenerates anew. I'm 66 years old, 2 years younger than you are, and I'm, you know, I've challenged Jesse the Body Ventura to a wrestling match, real time or on the radio. I don't care which, you know. I mean, I appreciate the man. And but I have to know something about wrestling. I really happen to know something about wrestling. Not a lot, but something.
Oh, you've been there. You were quite a champion in your youth.
I never won a tournament, ever.
Well, you came close, probably.
Well, no. My radio name in Colorado was Deacon Blues. You can call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Give me a name when I lose. Someone had to be there for someone to win. And I was always there when that happened.
Well, that's still, you were there. I mean, you were a participant.
Someone had to be there.
I know the ways and means.
Okay, so let's get back to this, you know.
Wait a minute, before we continue,
yeah,
let me make a plug for organic sulfur, because you just made a truthful statement. It's a crystalline form, and it's not a powder. A lot of the MSM available, the methyl sulfonylmethane, is in a powder form, and it's baked up to a high temperature, and it's actually fruitless. It's useless. It's just ineffective. Am I correct?
Well, I think I told you that. I didn't send you the script or anything. What we found is that if we pulverize our sulfur, the sulfur we don't make, but the sulfur we test, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
if you break down the basis of the crystal, if you think about a sea urchin's mouth, it, the first thing that forms on a sea urchin is its mouth. And we're sort of the same thing. We form around our constituent core. And I'm sorry, we just have a whole lot of healthy people in 36 countries. And, you know, as far as making a plug for organic sulfur, if you're in the New England area, you can call the New England director of the cellular matrix study at 203-615-0069. And you can get sulfur from him. If you're in Indiana, and we're going to see if we can't get Luger from Indiana to co-sponsor this bill with Ron Paul to protect supplements. You can call Doc Stump at 765-288-8767. Now that's from memory, so that's pretty tough. Especially for me, but you can also contact Dale, or you can contact Joe. We will turn everyone into snake oil peddlers. We will. Do not fight it. You will be assimilated. So there's no reason to resist, especially if you feel better about the way you are. Was that good? Did I cover that okay? Was that a good?
You did, and I was impressed. You must have taken your sulfur on the break because you remembered the Doc Stump's number there. From there. Now, Patrick, if I also may educate the listening public that a lot of the MSM available is in capsule form, which means it contains silicon dioxide, which is an anti-caking agent.
Or one of 16 other wonderful anti-caking ingredients. You know, there isn't an easy way to do things. There's just a way to do it. Drinking water is, you know, it makes sense, and yet most people who are listening to us don't do it. They don't drink enough water.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and dehydration, you know, I mean, Natural News, another source of, you know, alternative information. There are a number of sources of alternative information, and I think because of Joe's connection with so many of the other stations, we're going to find a little greater voice, you know, so that possibly those people who do not know of what we speak, I mean, if you don't know about what we speak, you can't be opposed to it, so you got to at least learn about it so you can be opposed to it, right? Isn't that the way that works?
That's the way I understand it.
Okay, so when a bioavailable sulfur is entered into your system, it transports oxygen across the cells of your lymphatics. And if you think about it, all of your systems are lymphatic dependent. The arteries that go to them only carry oxygen to make them work. That's all they carry. They don't really carry that much in the way except for, you know, glucose. And so all the rest of the stuff has to come from your lymphatics. And for some reason, people don't understand that we actually have an ocean within us. And it was even described during the crucifixion that the sword pierced his side and it was water and blood. Well, yeah, we're lymphatics. So
I never made that connection. That's very good.
Well,
but that's,
you know,
true. Water and blood came out, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, when we can address that and we start to feel better, we start to sleep, we start to go to the bathroom on time, we start to dream, then we start to hear the lies. And I don't mean just the fact that Mitt Romney strapped his dog on top of the car. I probably would have just hung him on the back of the bumper, and if he couldn't keep up, too bad. So, you know, he's probably a very nice guy, protecting the dog by putting him on the carrier. But it's such a funny story, and it's probably how we'll get Doc Stump on the Letterman show.
Well, it'd be nice to see him. I would watch. I mean, I don't like this.
Who?
Letterman.
I
would watch it though if Stump was on there.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, how is Jay Leno going to think that Doc Stump is funny?
Jay Leno is okay.
But see, Doc Stump went to Ball State University.
Oh well, there's
so did David Letterman.
Yeah, there's the connection.
Doc Stump lives in Indiana. So does David Letterman's mom.
Okay, because Letterman.
I think he's going to start dating David Letterman's mom. This could be a rumor. We're not sure yet. We sent Jeremiah, who's a Hawaiian national, to Oprah Winfrey's digs in Hawaii, and he was claiming that he was her illegitimate son.
Oh, boy. Figure that one out.
Because, you know, she has cancer. Or so they say. You know, if you read the tabloids, I've got cancer, but I think I'm over it. But this is a woman who, no matter what you want to think about her, her politics, her color, her stature, is a remarkable case study, probably a more remarkable case study than old Bill Gates, the guy who wants to vaccinate and abort everybody in the land.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he and Melinda want to do. They just want to get rid of the kids. They don't like kids. They may inherit some.
No.
So, being that Oprah doesn't listen to the micro effect, you know, maybe someone who knows Oprah will say, hey, you know, you really could try this, and the least it could do is make you laugh at Patrick's bad jokes.
Well, the jokes aren't that bad. But the fact is that sulfur works, it's available. All people got to do is just try it. And God knows I'm working on my end of it, trying to get it out. Now, you're doing a yeoman job of educating the world on it. You know, let me back up now, because you start talking about oxygen. Of course, that's what sulfur is all about, is the oxygen train.
Can you move closer to the phone?
I'm sorry?
I can't. I'm losing you. I can't hear you.
Okay, well, Shelby will take care of that, because I'm talking. But anyway, you're talking about oxygen, and I just want to relate an incident that happened yesterday. I stopped at my favorite deli, and this gentleman was there, my age, and he's in pretty good shape, but he's on high blood pressure medication. And the doctor screwed up and gave him double dose.
I'm sorry. Well, it was
a good introduction to oxygen, because he started explaining to us, there's a group of us sitting at the table there, how he would, on the he's a contractor, so on the break or lunch, he said he would be sitting there, he'd just get tired and no energy.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you understand the mechanism here? I says, you know, your low blood pressure, you're not pumping the blood's got the... you know, the hemoglobin carries the oxygen. You're not getting the oxygen. Your oxygen deficient. Oxygen deprivation is the problem with all disease. So, right there, and that's, of course, when I introduced the sulfur. And I says, you know, you got to be taking the sulfur in addition to that. So, anyways, he got his medication straightened out, and he seems to be okay now. But it's interesting how these conversations can lead into oxygen, our favorite subject, because health is all about oxygen.
It's all about whether or not we use our right brain. Now, do you care for your mother? Do you love her?
I'm going to be doing that on Sunday, Mother's Day.
Well,
of course, she's 98.
Hey, John, just because you're Italian, you can do it every day. It doesn't matter.
Well, I do it every day, actually.
Okay, well, good.
But
now,
I'm going to embellish it on Sunday.
Okay, but here's how that works. Our perceptions go into our left brain. Everything goes in through our left brain. And then some things go to our memories, and then it's a matter of getting those things in our memories to our right brain.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.